Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lawrence is going to throw a pass for Hunter. Did he hold on to that one at the 35? What an effort by the rookie out of Colorado. The two-way Heisman star hauls it in for 28. Longest catch of his NFL career. And he had to recoil it as he was being drilled by the fellow rookie Siegel.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Adam Amin, Fox Sports.
Big play there, Steiny.
Yeah, it was. Nice catch.
And Leonis reached out to me on Twitter and said, Goo, don't try to run Kyle out of town. I go, no, he's not. Thank you, Evan. I said, he's not even on my list, but he was thirsty on that play. I thought he wasted the challenge too early, and it looked like a catch, Steiny. There was nothing to, you know, kind of overturn it, and that was a big play from the goal line. They were backed up. And, man, your boy Travis Hunter went up there and got that.
But I think they scored on that, too.
They did
went all
score on that.
It's an 89-yard drive.
Look at my man. Good stuff.
89-yard drive. All right. The number here is 888-957-9570. We're getting into a lot of things. Niners loss, obviously. They've got some more injuries they got to deal with. Buster Posey has fired Bob Melvin. And the Warriors training camp opens today with media day at Chase Center. Here's one that's interesting. I want to play from Kyle Shanahan I can't wait to hear this because I didn't hear it yesterday. Was this a trap game?
We didn't think it was a trap game at all. We've been watching film on them all week. We knew they were a good team, and we knew we'd have to play really well. And regardless of what we did playing-wise, when you have four turnovers and get zero, that's kind of obsolete. But you can't let one become two. We got a game here in 4 days. Guys got to get home, get to sleep, start recovering right away, and we'll get the players in on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a trap game.
When you're banged up and you won three games by a total collective of 10 points, you're not that good for this to be a trap game.
Yeah, and a trap game is when you're playing at home, check. You're favored, check, and you have a big game next week, check.
But
I'm just saying.
All right, let me check.
Otherwise, you don't believe there is such a thing as a trap game.
I totally do.
Okay, this is one.
But it's when you come off a campaign, sir, of 6-11, ain't no trap games the next year.
You are too big for their britches.
You are the trap.
No,
and
not
the fact that you won the game and went Houdini and did what you had to do, rightfully so, to get those three wins. You got to take care of business. And as banged up as you are, Al Pacino.
Trap game.
Any given
caught.
Sunday.
Yeah, and they fell.
Nah,
they fell. Definition of a trap game. No.
You can have a trap game on the road.
Not as many.
Talk to me. Yeah,
there was a glaring one this weekend.
No, there wasn't. And
why?
I'll tell you why there wasn't. I saw the Giants. That game was a nightmare for the Chargers. Nightmare.
Please
that
tell
wasn't
me why.
Because the Giants
that's
were
the
due.
That's the definition of a trap game.
I think about the Packers favored by six on the road.
I think trap games primarily happen at home.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
But this team
three
is not
criteria.
Healthy enough to be a
three
trap
three criteria,
game.
They hit them all. They're at home. They were favored, and they looked ahead to a bigger game on Thursday.
That's a baby trap.
The last big trap game the Niners were part of, because last year they stunk, I believe, wasn't it week 6 when they went to Cleveland, played P.J. Tucker, or P.J. Walker, on the road, and everyone was saying that was a trap game, and they lost.
Yeah, this one was a real trap game. You know, here's the other reason why it was a monster trap game. They're 3-0. Oh, 3-0. That's the kind of team that's susceptible to a trap game. And you know what? I would embrace it because it's an area we got to get better.
It's over and done with now.
Exactly.
Now you might be 3-2. You might be 3-3.
But have you seen the schedule? They're going to have 6 more trap games this year. Mm-hmm.
Do you know offhand? Because Mark Sanchez was cooking Brock Purdy. You know I like my announcers. He was saying some little stuff. Like, I don't know what he saw there. But he was keeping it real. That Brock Purdy cannot kick. That has to be one and done. Calipari's, Donnie. He was bad. It arguably was his worst game as a pro.
Right, and I'm just wondering if 49ers are sensing a trend since Christmas of 2023.
Well, obviously not. They gave him the contract.
That doesn't matter.
It does. As far as
I'm talking. The contract's done. That's done. But he signed.
They could have used
and he's 29.
They
he's got
used
29.
They could have used those records in that book to determine.
What? They made a mistake. The 49ers may have made a mistake.
We're a long way from that, but if he continued to play like that and is not available, then it's fair game, man.
I'm just telling you.
I want to see him play Thursday for the bounce back, but if he doesn't, I'm like, how are you going to just get sick?
So if he doesn't play Thursday, do you feel any differently about Kyle Shanahan's decision to play Purdy yesterday?
I don't, Stoney.
Okay.
I don't. We're talking about grown men here.
I got to tell you, though. We're talking about grown men. That feels like quite a change of opinion.
Tell me how. No,
because
seriously.
Everybody was like, you got to be careful with Brock. You got to be careful with Brock.
They kept saying all week, even Friday, he looks good at practice. He looks good.
Practice? Well, they don't hit in practice.
I understand. But, Stoney, what else do you go on?
It's just so funny the way that
Brock made
Thursday,
a decision.
No, he didn't.
He said he was good to go.
Okay, well, then that's even worse. Because then the team let him go when he wasn't
100%. I guess I'm using the Dibs line. Where do you draw the line? If the guy tells me he's good enough to go,
listen.
You can't read a computer to see where he's at.
Listen.
I can go, coach. All right, let's go.
Okay. And he's got hurt. It got hurt.
Well.
So you made the wrong decision. And what I find unbelievable is Tuesday and Thursday and Friday of last week, who should play? Who should play? I'm saying, well, if they're not 100%.
We don't know about Mac, though. I'm with you. We don't know if Mac was even available. Forget Mac?
Yes, because you started Purdy. You started Brock Purdy. And all I know is there are a lot of people who are, dime store doctors who are saying, be careful. You got to be careful. This could linger. So give him another week. Okay, you didn't give him another week. He got hurt.
But can I say something to that? And this ain't you. But I thought it was kind of weak, Brock, that this is now taking on a life of its own. You just go out there and have the worst game, arguably, of your career, and the toes barking. I just want to know, had he thrown 3 touchdowns for 400 yards, would the toe be barking?
He wasn't going to do that yesterday. He wasn't going to throw 3 touchdown passes.
He shouldn't have been out there.
Okay, well then we got action criticizing Shanny.
Because you're saying it was the ultimate, he's the coach.
All I know is the one thing everybody says on a Friday is, well, you don't take a chance of him getting hurt more. He did. He got hurt more last night. And if, I don't play that game, I just like to stir it up. Because I figure he was out there, he was good enough to go, and he got hurt. But
you don't think he was 100%?
Well, then why did he play?
Because he's a football player, for one.
And it hurt you because you lost the game.
And your backup is empty.
You lost the game because he stunk, and he got hurt again.
Well, Stoney,
it was a double whammy.
See, I don't look at it as hurt again. You aggravated something that still is not healed.
Okay.
You may never get that time moving forward.
But why did he play then?
Maybe because your viable backup was dealing with
Okay. All you guys,
saying Brock wasn't that bad.
All you guys out there that
tell me
were worried, that always worry about a quarterback getting hurt,
right?
And whether he should play or not, and be ready to play. And if there's any doubt, you shouldn't play him. All right. All I'm saying is the guy played.
Gotcha.
And what happened was the one thing that everybody is most fearful of. What if he gets hurt more?
Did he finish the game?
He did.
Did he finish the game, partner?
Did he also call Kyle Shanahan and say his toe was killing him?
Yeah, well, obviously, that's what I'm saying.
What if he doesn't play Thursday? Would you be saying, does anybody have the right to say maybe Kyle Shanahan made a mistake by playing him Sunday if he can't play against the Rams?
I'll give you that, but it doesn't constitute the outcome of the fact that he finished the game. And this might be the Niners' new reality, Donnie. What if he sits out 3 weeks, comes back, and the fourth game he finishes and still says, I still got some pain? Like, pain doesn't mean he's not going Thursday. It's how you deal with it. But I'm with you. It falls at the doorstep of Kyle. But if my guy, you know, Stoney, come on, man. This,
hurt more.
This league is littered with soldiers. And Brock tried to go out there. Now, right. he didn't say I was back because of my toes. So I got to give him that.
And you may have cost yourself playing Brock Purdy Thursday. Let's jump into some.
We got to get into Trent, man. He's not playing well, Stoney. And I know you're not happy, but this might be your victory lap.
This is Shanahan on the Purdy two interceptions.
It's two games, so there's no absolute to what the problem is. I think we just talked about what the turnovers happened. The one tip was unfortunate. The one just out of Christian's reach. Wish it would have been closer to him. And then you just got to protect the ball in the pocket when the guys are there.
That's Shanahan on the two picks.
So Brock Purdy, Stoney, through two games is four up, four down. Teams having problems in the red zone. I'm not saying this is all on Brock, but four touchdowns to four interceptions. Like, that's not good. Now you got possibly a lingering toe situation. That's not good.
Well,
you just had a game yesterday. You got one Thursday, and we'll see how they handle it, but I'm just saying, if you're back there, and Brock didn't say, oh, I played bad.
He was hampered. He was not 100%. Too many 49er fans know what they saw yesterday. And that's fine. Like,
if he wasn't 100%. There's a denial in that, though, about the poor playing decisions on the interceptions.
If he wasn't 100%, which it didn't look like he was,
right.
It doesn't mean he shouldn't play. If he feels like he can play and the coach thinks he's still good enough, I'm just saying he got hurt again then. He got hurt again Sunday. He aggravated it. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hey.
Love the show.
Hi.
So, I just, you know, everybody has already kind of said everything I was getting ready to say, including you guys. But you're right. I have to agree because I called in last week and you basically said, what was the percentage of putting Brock out there if he's not 100%? Well, now we got our answer. That's kind of messed up. If there's any one criticism on Shanahan, he's very stubborn. He knows he has no line to run in the red zone. And we've been seeing this for like 2 years now. So how come he's not running more bootlegs or running counters in the red zone instead of just running McCaffrey right up the middle? And then he doesn't even use his brother that he got from Washington. So, you know, he didn't use Mason either last year. So I don't understand the whole situation there in the red zone. But that's the one critique I think we can put on the coach.
Well, yeah.
I think the defense is young. We know it's going to be a while. Jacksonville's defense is gelled over the last, 2 years? So, of course, they're hard-hitting and they're playing. That's the way we're going to be, hopefully, next year. But this year, it's a learning process. So losing Bosa really shows.
Yeah.
And we just got to get through this.
So yeah. Thanks, no, Bob,
that's a big deal.
I mean, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a young defense, and now you lost Bosa. You just got to do the best you can. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors, and Valkyries always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And if you're just joining us, big sports day. The 49ers, of course, it's Monday, which means we'll talk Niners. They lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars 26-21. Bob Melvin's been fired as manager of the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey talking to the media earlier today and explaining that decision. And as far as the Golden State Warriors go, it is media day at Shea Center. Jonathan Kuminga not there. And the Warriors have announced, though, that Gary Payton II has been signed.
GP2.
But no Kuminga as of yet. No Horford as of yet. No D'Anthony Melton as of yet.
You know the drill.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Buster Posey. What do you have to say about Melvin and where we go from here?
We've notified them, left it with them that some of the staffing is going to be dependent on whoever the new manager ends up being. You know, we'll have a say so in some of that, but also just relay to them that there needs to be an understanding that there's going to be some discretion on the manager's part as far as staffing goes as well.
All right, so Posey addressing staffing there.
But he was talking to Matt Williams.
Well, I think he's talking about everybody, and it's going to be up to the new manager to decide whether they want to keep Burrell, they keep Matt Williams, they keep any of those guys.
Matt Williams has been notified that he's no longer with the team. There's been coaches that have been notified that they will not be with the Giants next season.
All right, So there you go with Matt Williams. This is about Bob Melvin and whether, you know, it was one particular stretch that cost him his – go ahead. One particular stretch that maybe cost Bob his job.
No, this is the one that I think everyone wants the answer to, which is about the future manager and whether or not someone like Bruce Bochy could be involved in that search.
What kind of manager are you looking for? A young guy to, you know, spark the team, an older guy with a whole bunch of experience? Is Bochy somebody you talk to? His contract is over in Texas. What exactly do you want in a manager? And can it be a guy who's got no major league experience or any managing experience for that matter?
You know, John, I think we're open. I mean, I don't think it, for me, age is somewhat irrelevant. The experience part, you know, you can have different takes on that. So generally pretty open. I'd say what I want is similar to what I mentioned to Ann on the previous question, is somebody that's going to be obsessive about the details, obsessive about work, obsessive about getting the most out of our players, getting the most out of our staff, and you know, somebody that will inspire confidence in our players on the field, and also all the interactions that happen off the field as well.
And in terms of Bochy,
I don't know what his status is yet. I haven't heard, so I can't speak on that.
All right, that was Buster Posey talking to the media earlier today.
Wow.
Yeah, they're in the market for a manager right now.
And, yeah, again, I know I love John for asking the questions, but, yeah, we'll see what plays out in Texas with Bochy. But, man, Stoney, what if what I was yearning for comes to fruition in regard to him coming back to the Bay to replace Melvin?
I
work for a guy that –
I don't think he fits right now with this team. I really don't. Bruce, what's the longest tenure Bruce could have probably back here at his age?
Let's say 4 years.
Yeah, I'd rather, you know, I think you go to Bochy, then you're looking at kind of a year to year thing.
So you want a young Bochy, young Melvin?
I don't know. I'm always a guy that doesn't believe you can go home again at times, and you know that Bochy left here 10 years ago. Not saying he's not a great 8 years, whatever. I'm not saying he's not a great manager, going to the Hall of Fame, all those things. I just feel like sometimes the idea of a guy like Bochy might be better than the reality of a guy like Bochy at this particular tenure, but we'll see. They're in no rush.
And I'll say this. What excites me about this is you've been saying it all baseball season. We know Buster inherited Melvin, but now this next manager, and he's going to get multiple years to try to make a difference, right? But the bottom line is, it's Buster's dude.
I disagree.
This person's going
Melvin
to be
Melvin was
hand-picked.
Buster's dude. Why did he want to extend him midway through the season? He thought he was his guy.
But then he
doesn't. You know,
he did that to quell the noise. People were coming. They were in a bad stretch when Melvin got that. It went against, you know, maybe he did that to help Bob or the Jackals, but whatever you're thinking, all I can say
is credit to Buster. It's a credit to Buster that he extended Melvin.
Like Chesky said, it was a severance package.
Okay. Well,
it didn't prevent him from making the move is what I'm saying.
Right, and that's fine if you want to say that. But, like, again, this is where I always like, okay, Buster Posey. He's a legend around here. And, okay, I get it. That's why we'll just overlook that halfway through the year, he gave this guy an extension, and at the end of the year, he fired him. Period.
But Melvin's still not on Buster's ledger. That's what I'm saying. He's still a virgin when it comes to hiring managers.
But he extended him.
Gotcha. And so he fired him.
Okay. Yeah. But he extended him in the middle of the year. But I get it. It's Buster Posey. and
who's about to hire his first hand-picked manager.
Yeah, yeah. So I get it. I get why we'll gloss over that. Because it's it's Buster Posey, and it's his first year. I understand that. But, I mean, you can't tell me that, like, you can't ask some questions about Posey. Like, were the guys he brought in at the price he brought them in, are they good enough players? That's one thing. I think you could ask questions about why he gave up and then 6 weeks later had to regret it because all of a sudden they found themselves in a race. And
I think he was turned off.
And in May, he extended Bob Melvin.
But I'll tell you what, Stoney, I believe that person, if you were to ask him about why Buster did what he did at the deadline, he was so turned off by what he had saw.
Could he made a mistake.
He thought it was over. No doubt about it. But at the end of the day, he made a decision, and I think that decision and the seeds were planted then when he did what he did with the bullpen because he felt like this is not good enough even if you guys snap back and make a run. Well, I've already made my decision because this has been so pathetic.
Okay.
15-16 at home.
And then I'll play devil's advocate and say he made a big mistake because with 2 weeks left in the year, they were tied for the wild card, and they had no bullpen at that point.
But what about the flip side of what you just said? I believe he thinks Adames Endeavors and the rest of the gang are good enough to be better than where they were at and how they finished.
Yeah, that's fine. But they didn't come through this year. His big boys didn't come through. Chapman, Devers, Adames, Verlander, Ray, Webb. They ended up being a .500 team, and maybe Posey misread this team. Maybe he thought they were better than they are, but they're not. We'll find out, I guess, next year. I guess we can just keep going back and forth a little. Let's go to Mark in Piedmont. He wants to jump into the Niners. We can do anything. What's going on, Mark in Piedmont? Yeah,
Hey, doing good, guys. Heading up to Reno to do some gambling.
Nice.
There you go.
Figured, so hopefully I'll come back with more than I take, but I enjoy you guys' show. Here's my take is that before the season starts, did anybody think the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl, win the AFC Championship? You know, they're not even going to win the division. So this year is all about evaluating Lynch and maybe Shanahan. Did they pick the right players in the draft? Because you only get better with players in the draft. They need offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Bosa's probably now on the tail end of his career. So this year is about losing, getting the best draft picks you can get. It doesn't matter whether Purdy was ready to play or not. You know, he threw for 300 yards. Players play hurt. That's the NFL. I mean, debating whether he should or not, I don't think makes sense. I think the bigger question is they're not winning anything this year. So what's the expectations? Mine is to just see how good these players are. That's all I got, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you. I wouldn't pick the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, or do I think they're a Super Bowl contender? No, but even where they're at, they have a realistic shot to win the division and then, or make the playoffs. And then at that point, even if they're not a Super Bowl contender, they've gotten into the postseason and who knows, maybe you make noise. To me, it's about the 17 game regular season. And if you can win 10 games and make the playoffs, if you do that, I think it's a successful year and you can start talking about this team being ascending again.
Yeah. And I'll say this at the summit, Sonny, I predicted 10. If you would give me an injunction now that Bosa is hurt and the injuries are just what I deemed, you know, continuing, boy, would I jump in there and try to call that bet off or take my number down.
I actually wouldn't, believe it or not. I still think they can win 10 games. And I still think they're on schedule to win 10 games because, yes, they lost to Jacksonville, but they're still 3-1. They're good in the division. I mean, they I don't want to say pull an upset, but they go down to L.A. and somehow beat the Rams. Nobody's going to say they can't win 10 games at that point, right? If they start out 4-1, then they just got to go 6-6 would get it done. 888-957-9570 is the number. You guys can talk about anything you want. You want to talk about Bob Melvin getting fired? We can talk about Bob Melvin getting fired. We'll talk about the Niners getting beat by Jacksonville with the Rams looming on Thursday. That's fair game, too. And if you want to get into the Golden State Warriors, they're having media day today over at Chase Center. No Jonathan Kuminga. He's not there, but Gary Payton II is. He's been signed, and the Warriors start practicing tomorrow at Chase. A lot to talk about. Listener's choice. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, Steph Curry is over at Chase Center as we speak. Warriors media day. He's there. Draymond's there. Butler's there. No Kuminga. Gary Payton II's there. No Horford. No D'Anthony Melton.
Is it weird they were not there to you?
Not really.
That's been a staple.
It's usually
we'll be there Wednesday.
Yeah, usually media day is kind of a zoo over there. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get more access on Wednesday. But Steph Curry was asked about Kuminga. And by the way, there's a lot going on today. Not just the Warriors. Bob Melvin's been fired, and the 49ers lost their first game of the year last night. Man. And we got to figure out what's going on with Purdy and Pearsall and the rest. But we're kind of doing a show today, and we're a little bit all over the map. But this is Steph Curry on the Kuminga situation.
You know, once Kuminga gets here, you expect him to be kind of locked in. But this has obviously already been a big offseason distraction. There's almost an inevitability it's going to bleed into once he gets back. How concerned are you just about the overall distraction of the situation?
I don't frame it like that. I think he's going to get asked questions. To your point, you're asking questions. Everybody's going to ask questions about it. But what happens when I leave this microphone and we go in the locker room and us players talk, like, that's going to be the make or break of how we kind of move into the year with the right frame of mind. So the good news is you've been around long enough. Me, Draymond, Jimmy, we've all been around long enough to know how to separate the business of it to the basketball of it. And those are two totally different areas. So our job is to focus on the basketball part and not let it become something that, you know, gets in the way of how we approach every day.
All right, so that was Steph Curry talking about Jonathan Kuminga and what's going on with Kuminga. And
hearing that the second
diplomat.
Time is different.
What do you mean?
He kind of alluded to, tell me if I'm wrong, Stoney, but my antennas went up when he said it kind of possibly has the ingredients to for the situation to get funky, as you had mentioned weeks ago, if they don't, you know, knock it off early. You know, talk, but just because they talk, it could go a different way. That's how I took
Aaron
that.
Aaron Turner, wow. The agent for Jonathan Kuminga, said if he comes back on the qualifying offer, he will not be happy. So if you see that Jonathan Kuminga has signed the qualifying offer or has accepted it, I think we can assume Kuminga won't be happy. And then we'll see what happens. Can they bring him back into the fold?
Wow, man.
I don't know. But I certainly don't like it. If I were a Warrior fan, heading into
I've
a season
like that. I've tried to
dismiss
it, but we'll see, man.
So
we'll know what? By the first, right? That's Wednesday.
Unless they push back that deadline, which I have no idea why they would want to do that. But, yeah, we've got a manager that the Giants are going to hire. We've still got no resolution to Kuminga, and now we don't have any resolution to whether Purdy's going to play on Thursday against the Rams.
And who will be blocking for him, Stoney? I want to just talk to – what have you seen from Trent Williams? Because when I hear Niner O-line, It's Trent Williams or bust. And right now, this run game cannot be found. I know it's not all his fault, but Stoney, I'm watching after the guys get tackled. Trent has got pushed around this year, and I've been his biggest protector, but now I'm like, man, are we looking at slippage? And it's not just all – now you're smiling.
I am.
Because now I'm seeing stuff, okay. Stoney. I'm like, ooh. And then he's over there fighting on the sideline before a big fourth down play, and I'm like, dude is frustrated.
So you're ready to say
– I'm seeing a little regression from Trent.
And I think most 49er fans would say they've seen regression from Trent for over a year now, if not a little bit longer. He's 37, and I think you can make a case that his last two or three years have been extraordinarily mediocre.
He was blocking for you in the Super Bowl.
But we're talking about an individual.
That was an all-pro year 2 years ago.
But everybody acknowledges that late in that season he kind of broke down a little bit. I mean, the reason I'm smiling is because you said, could we possibly be in some, it's what we
Well, then how is this, it's how what, are they going to fix their run what, problems, it's though,
what,
Stoney?
It's what we giggle about all the time, you and I. It's the difference between you and me.
What you think?
He's been slipping for years.
But he's your best offensive lineman.
But again, he might be your best offensive lineman. 4 years ago, he was the best in the league. Now he's probably just the top 20 offensive lineman. So that means your offensive line's best player isn't as good as he used to be. And there's going to be a price to pay for that.
And again, I'm not caping up for Brock. I told you where I stood yesterday. And, the four up, four down, they're 3-1. That's what matters. But just him on a personal standpoint. But Stoney, a running back's best friend is a quarterback's best friend is a running game. So I'm just following it like – man, they have not successfully been able to run and impose their will on teams. How is that affecting Brock? Or do fans out there care when you give Brock the bag? We got 13. I don't give a damn about the running game. We should get the dubs. And I'll say this, on that last drive that resulted in a fumble, that's on Brock. He's got to protect the ball better or get rid of it. Like, I can't put that on the run game. But McCaffrey, not even 50 yards, Stoney. This running game through four games is not exactly something you'll write home about, and it's kind of weird coming from a Kyle Shanahan coach team, especially here with the Niners. They going to have any more success against the Rams? They're stout.
So if Trent Williams is indeed slipping and he's no longer the player he was, to me there's two things. One is then stop wondering what's going on with the running game and start holding Shanahan and Lynch accountable because they made this guy their fixture at 37 years old, knowing full well that he had talked about retiring, and a guy who did restructure last year, and he's 37.
But this is a shame on you.
Well,
Stoney,
that's
all. He would play
they were wrong. Like, that's the thing.
Well, through four games.
Dude, they're making a 37-year-old. He is the most important part of their offensive line, and he ain't the player he was. So they are going to pay the price for that. Unless he can turn back the clock for a portion of the season.
Well, and then he needs to start Thursday. They got to run the ball better, duh. But, I'm being real, Stoney. We've been doing this for some years, especially under Kyle. You don't find it strange that they can't run anymore? It's like, okay, this is it. They had to call a lateral to give the ball to McCaffrey from Pearsall yesterday. And even though it was a cute play, I'm just saying to I'm scratching my head like, damn, is that what it's come to get a ball to McCaffrey to see if he could take it to the house?
See, I look at it as though, okay, the 49ers aren't running the ball well. Now, one or two things going to happen. They're either going to get it together or they're not. But again, it's like one of the most infuriating things sometimes is to wonder why something is happening when it's kind of in front of your eyes. If you're telling me that Trent Williams, who at 37 is slipping, which we all know he is, and we know that Christian McCaffrey maybe lost a half a step. He might not have that burst. Well, then there's two big answers to why they can't run the ball. And yes, if Trent continues to slip and McCaffrey gets more dinged up, then this is going to be a problem that's going to surface all year. But I don't blame anybody but the Niners for this one. They don't. The fans are right. They don't prioritize the offensive line.
Well, they haven't.
Okay, and how's that working out this year when your rock isn't a rock anymore?
Well, I'll say this, Donnie. They weren't going to draft a left tackle that was going to supplant Trent Williams this year. So it's almost like you got to dance with who you brought.
Right. And so you're dancing with a fossil. And fossils don't dance. They just stay there. They don't move.
Oh, man.
Leroy in Oakland.
Lee. Oh, he can't be happy.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Monday. Goo, yeah. Steiny. Real quick, I'm going to snatch all three of these off the table real quick. Number one, since you're on the Niners, you know, Trent, we understand that. Y'all right. Steiny, you right. We understand he's losing a step. But I thought when Ben Bartsch went out, you know, they haven't looked the same. I mean, Colby, he's doing okay, but they actually moved Ben Bartsch next to Williams, I guess maybe to help Williams out, or they thought that them on the same side could go to work, and they were going to work. I mean, we weren't talking about Trent. So I think when Ben Bartsch went out, that wasn't cool, but I got confidence in the veteran. He'll get nasty, and hopefully he'll get it together Thursday. So with the Niners, man, like, everybody's tripping about the game. And I'm just like, I texted you guys kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit last week, but I was serious. As long as Kyle Shanahan is not on the IR, we good. It was a classic 49er game yesterday. This is how we've been playing games for the past 2 years. It was a 49er game. Had we won the game, I heard the announcer, Steiny, go, this is how the Niners been winning games. Boy, look at this. They're in it in the fourth quarter. This is how they've been winning games. And they were actually trying to pump the 49ers up in case they won. So had the 49ers won, everybody, I hope, would have came with the same energy they have today and saw the same things that they're talking about they saw today had the 49ers won. So that's that. Number two, Bo Mill, you got to go, but I wish Posey would have took a little bit more credit, because Bo Mill was instilling confidence in the team before Buster Posey panicked and got Devers. We were one of the hottest teams in the league, and Bo Mill was doing a great job. So I wish Posey would have took a little credit for Bo Mill being fired. That's that. And then the Warriors, real quick, wake me up when they make this team better. Al Horford, Milton, GP2. Come on, man. So that's snatching all three of those off the table.
Hey, thanks, Ryan, Leroy. I appreciate it. Of course, you meant talking about D'Anthony Melton.
And you
not necessarily
up.
Shake Milton.
Yeah. You're rubbing off on me. I'm all in on Steph, Jimmy, and Dre defensively. But after that, what are you giving me? That's where I'm concerned, partner, for the Warriors this year. Before, I used to be like, oh, we'll be fine. I'm like,
so you've got
Curry coming off that hammy.
You got two below average defenders and an above average defender. You're not worried about the defense.
No, we got champions. Well, Jimmy's been there with.
Jimmy's not a great defensive player.
I said what I said, Stoney. I'm just telling you, I'm worried about the depth. That's all. That's why Kuminga's not going anywhere. But I keep saying that. But, man, fix this so my guy can get back in the Bay if he's not already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that come over
the air? Do the dog and pony show. We're good. We're fine. And let's go.
Yeah, they're great. Everything's great. Everything's great.
I didn't say that.
No, it is. It's fine. It's fine. We're good. Here's the other. This is what I meant about. I think this was late third quarter. And I was thinking about Harry. I think about Harry a lot. And I'm watching the Niners game. And they're down. And that's when it hit me. And everybody talking about, are they good? Are they not good? Like, to me,
give it to me.
They're not good yet. They're not a good team yet. They're not. You know what they are, though?
Go ahead.
They're competitive. They're spirited. They play really hard. But I am not convinced they are a good team just now. And Can you say they are a good team?
They're not when whole.
They're not going to be. Like, get used to it. I don't understand. Bosa's not coming back. Trent Williams will likely not make it through a season. Certainly not playing at the level that he's played at for most of his career.
But you're second guessing the handling of Purdy then. You said, think the long game. You just brought that up. So if you're telling me now, it sounds like you are telling us they're never going to be healthy.
They're not.
Then why question?
They're not if for no other reason. They're not going to be healthy if for no other reason than Bosa's done. He's done this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Ayuk probably not coming back. So he ain't coming back.
Pearsall.
He's hurt. What's new?
I mean, he was injury prone coming out of college.
Well,
I've never seen a receiver make plays and get hurt on plays.
Everybody gets hurt on a said play, Goon.
No, he made a one-handed catch, get up, celebrate, and then he's on the ground.
Because he's injury prone. God dang. What's his name? Talked about that 3 years ago.
Herm Edwards. But still, man, it don't make it any easier when you watch it.
What would it take? How many more injuries would you need to see before you say they got to get tougher players?
That's unfair, right?
Totally unfair.
But for you to say that is it unfair? Above our pay grade. We'll never know.
It's unfair.
No, it's not. This team's been to 2 Super Bowls and 4 NFC Championship games, Donnie.
But that was, you know.
No, give it to me.
What does that matter now?
They were able to hold up then and get to the big dance.
And it's why they're hurt now. They are hurt now because of the run, I believe. A big, big part of it. Porsche's in San Francisco. What's up, Porsche? How you doing?
Guys, how are you?
Hey.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as a generational San Francisco 49er fan, shame on the fans who are calling, talking about this is a learning opportunity season. This season is just, we're going to lose. We're going to get smashed on Thursday. What kind of 49er fan are you? Mm. We're supposed to be the faithful, not the faithless. George Kittle is coming back on Thursday. The consistent George Kittle.
He's not.
Porsche.
Porsche.
Tell us that.
Porsche. George Kittle will be coming back on Thursday.
Porsche.
And George Kittle, the consistent, does not get murdered. So,
Porsche.
You guys are talking like we're 0-3. We almost won the game yesterday. We could have been 4-0. 49er fans, get back on being faithful.
I love it.
All right, Porsche.
Tell her though,
George Kittle won't be playing on Thursday. He can't. You there?
Well, I thought you guys said that he's going to be back on Thursday. But if George Kittle is coming back anytime during this season, do not count the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of the guys been playing really good. Just because blowing it out doesn't mean that someone can't step up. This is a perfect time for that rookie to step up and do what it takes to get done.
Who's the rookie? Mykal Williams?
Yeah, he.
Did he play yesterday?
Yeah, he did. He played his first game without Bosa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Porsche. No, Kittle's out Thursday. He could play against Tampa Bay. He's got to sit out Thursday.
And you're laughing.
Game.
And I know he was in the game for just a quarter against Seattle. I mean, what if I could tell you that's 80% of what's ailing your run game?
Who?
Is having Kittle out there blocking.
Well, and
you, I'm
and
reaching, though. Okay, I'm bad because, defense.
Because
I
I'm
it.
So literal, if George Kittle is 80% of the reason they can't run the ball, then I would cut Trent Williams right now. I would just say, hit the pike, Trent.
But you know what I mean, Stoney.
So now all of a sudden, Kittle.
He helps you in the run game.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
And you need help.
Okay.
Forget the age.
Of course he does. By the way,
but Parsha, don't get mad at us. We're just telling you what we saw yesterday. That was a stinker. And to be honest, they should have lost against the Cardinals. You got away with it.
You can't do that. Harry does not allow you to do that. You can't do that. Harry can.
That's been my analysis all doing Cardinal week
hey,
after.
Oh, it is a win. We can't nitpick. That's why I'm saying yesterday. I'm sorry. Halfway through the
Willard,
third quarter.
Willard, I, and Dibbs all said this team easily could be 0-3, but they're not. They're 3-0.
Right, but so, that doesn't mean they're good.
Oh, I wasn't selling okay. you that. I have not knocked on your door and told you that. Like I was selling Kirby vacuum.
But that's what Harry was saying. Everybody feeling great at 3-0. They're pretty much the same team.
But who's feeling great when you would have to, you can't ignore the injuries.
Well, we should be used to
now that Bosa, no, stop.
This team gets hurt.
Bosa ain't got hurt since 2020. 2020. Help me out.
He hasn't been hurt since 16, 18, and 20.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's saying part of the Christian McCaffrey problem is they missed Deebo Samuel's gravity.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's from the 410.
Without looking, Stoney, I'm sure you, because you're kind of smart. How many touches combined for McCaffrey yesterday?
Well, it must have been 20. I'm going to guess 25.
20, Michael Jordan, 23.
Yeah. So 87, 90. He's up to an even 100.
Dude, but he has more receiving yards than rushing yards. 305 to 225.
Right. Because he's lost a step.
What did you make on the burst that he got? I thought
what
he was
burst?
Going to.
What burst?
On the lateral, Pearsall got and gave it to him.
So he had a full head of steam when he got the ball.
Evan, I was about to text you, Evan. I said, he looked like he was trying to go somewhere. He didn't look slow on that. How about that?
I actually saw nowhere to run, man. I actually saw a play where wish I remembered what it was. Late third, early fourth. McCaffrey went for a run. He got up, and I'm like, he's hurt. And then they showed him on the sidelines. He was doing something.
I mean, he's getting pounded, Stoney.
Yeah.
He ain't Earl Campbell.
Did you guys have the thought that during that lateral play that if Pearsall had just turned it upfield, he also could have gotten 25 yards?
See,
like, there was no one around him when he pitched the ball.
I did not have that. Now, when I go watch it again, I'm going to be like, could he have kept it?
Well, let me tell you what that is. That is Ricky Pearsall being unselfish.
Yeah, youngster.
As opposed to, as long as we're talking about all our teams, Ricky Pearsall is unselfish. He pitches the ball to McCaffrey. Draymond Green, on the other hand, is quite selfish because he always takes the ball and fakes to Curry and then drives to the basket.
It's beautiful when he does it, though. Oh.
So.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, Stoney, hell's freezing over. You're more optimistic about the Niners than the chat. Like, you see 10 wins easy, it sounds like. I don't like this at all.
And I said easy? Like, where did easy come from?
I thought you said after the Tampa Bay game, you could easily say, before we went to break, six, seven more wins.
I predicted 10 wins. They're 3-1. Why would I come off a prediction right now when they're 3-1?
They're not whole, and they're not going to be.
But it's a long season.
And as much
y'all
as I want
to. Such prisoners of the moment.
Learn
the game of football.
I want to give Ross Tucker some love. And it's early. But I asked him and gave him. I whispered sweet nothings, rightfully so, about Robert Saleh.
Mm-hmm.
And a former football player that he has told me, call me after we see a game without Bosa.
Right.
Which it doesn't take Einstein to know a team is going to miss a guy like Bosa. But I'm not saying nothing about Mikael Williams and Alfred. Like yesterday, Trevor Lawrence was able to shave back there.
Right,
so
but they only scored
what is Stafford
19
going to,
points on the defense.
But if they weren't
game,
so.
Good, this is not the game to drill the defense, I don't think. It's special teams and the turnovers.
But what if I put Stafford back there with that time?
You don't have, like, every game's different. I mean, that's what happened on Thursday.
But I think you know what I'm saying. You better try to create some pressure on Stafford. They're not going to make 4th-and-1. Oh, let the clock go out and get delay of games. That helped the Niners stay in the game. Bonehead decisions like that, which I don't think a McVay coach team with Stafford are going to have. That's all. And you gave up 4.7 on the ground to Jacksonville. And a 48-yarder. Okay. I mean,
so let's not focus on Purdy then.
Oh, no, I am.
Well, no, we're not.
We have to do it all.
No, the defense was not a problem yesterday, to my way of thinking. That is all
They put you in position to win the game.
Who?
With the missed kick. I'm crediting the defense for that missed kick.
Right, because the special teams let him start at the 50 again.
But you like the rules.
It doesn't matter about the rules. What matters is that the defense didn't get you beat yesterday. And also, if you're looking at it the way you're looking at it, no Bosa, then that was a really good defensive performance. If you say we only gave up 19 because they had a special teamer and we didn't even have Bosa, I think you might take that defensive effort for much of the season. Yeah. It's the offense that's got to get healthy and then got to get humming.
I got an analogy for you on the other side.
All right.
I want a letter grade for it.
Okay. What's it going to have to do with?
The Niners pulling rabbits out their hat.
Okay.
All right.
So this will be about...
This will be a comp.
This will be about...
My life comps compared to what I'm seeing and what I feel like moving forward with the Niners.
This is somebody backing you up. Anthony Steiny's crazy. What game did you watch? Defense didn't touch Trevor Lawrence. He was very comfortable. No pass rush.
Man.
Yeah, they didn't give up points. That's the name of the game.
But you know what we're saying, Anthony, I believe. If you do that to Stafford, you will.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, they'll change. The game plan will be totally different.
Okay.
And you know what? If Stafford does that to them, that means what we already know. Stafford's better than Trevor Lawrence. And the Rams' offense is better than Jacksonville's offense. I do expect... the Rams to be better offensively than Jacksonville, so that means the 49ers offense is going to have to be significantly better. All right, that segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.